The execution of Christians in Indonesia is stayed temporarily. Volunteers from the U.S. help a church in Kazakhstan, and a Christian school in Honduras needs help. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Large street protests in central Sulawesi have stayed the planned execution of three Indonesian Christians until next Tuesday. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the case stemmed from sectarian violence convictions 8 years ago, but he says the stay doesn't really change anything.
The police are saying they postponed it because they were too busy getting ready for Independence Day, not because a judge had stepped in and overruled the conviction or really any lasting legal victory. They simply apparently wanted the publicity to go away, and they hope by putting it off they could make that happen.
Nettleton says evangelism remains a question because
this is a place where Christians are being made to feel very unwelcome, and Muslims are feeling threatened as they see the growth of the church, and they're striking back against that. So the challenge for Christian ministry, obviously, is to reach people for Christ in a very hostile environment.
We turn next to Lebanon, where ongoing insecurity continues to prevent relief agencies from accurately assessing the number of people affected by the war. Food for the Hungry continues to maintain its presence in the aftermath. Working alongside partners, they're providing key response by supporting mechanisms for the provision of health and medical services to the thousands of refugees. Pray for the teams as they work to be the hands and feet of Christ in this crisis. You're listening to Mission Network News. A team of volunteers from the U.S. worked in sweltering heat for a week and a half to build a new church building for Bible Mission International in Kazakhstan. This took place where there's never been an evangelical church before. Now that the building's dedicated, the real work of the church begins as they reach out to the people of Taldykorgan. Pray for the believers as they bring their friends, families, co-workers, and neighbors to Christ. Meanwhile, in the wild west of rural Honduras lies the town of Catacamas. Worldwide Christian School Steve Goering says they have a long-standing history there. They also have a project that's in serious need of repair.
School Lucy Verdad, some of the very first work teams and mission teams that Worldwide ever had, put that school up. And now it's starting to show the years of time that have passed since it was built, and some repairs are needed now.
Goering says they're on the fast track to meet the deadlines for getting the repairs made. They need one team for late December this year and one for early January.
This school needs to be a good example of what Christian education is and can be in that community. In order to make it attractive for parents to send their children to the school, we need to make these basic repairs so that people want to put their children in this facility. Each team member works on this facility. There'll be interaction with the locals in Hondurans in the area, and the school is well known in the community, so that this will have a significant impact. There will be a lot of attention that's drawn to this school, and thus it will allow them to expand their ministry in the community.
And HCJB World Radio is celebrating its 75th anniversary. Yes, they're missionary radio broadcasters, but they're also technology innovators, benefiting Christian radio worldwide through their engineering center in Elkhart, Indiana. The center's manager, David Russell.
The engineering center was put into place in 1986, with the specific purpose of building high-power shortwave transmitters. But as time has gone by, we have moved into a new area, which is local radio, and have come up with a line of low-power transmitters and also antenna systems.
The coming digital radio technology, or DRM, is expensive, but Russell says that could change.
One of our engineers was the very first to come out with a practical way to implement the DRM technology, and we now have our very own DRM modulator here to make DRM technology affordable.
HCJB has helped establish radio in more than 100 countries. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You may not be able to listen to Mission Network News every day on the radio. That's why MNN is now podcasting all of our newscasts for your iPod or MP3 player. Search for us at iTunes or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on MNN to go and follow the instructions. I'm Greg Yoder.